Doing a little bit of reminiscing with the Little River Band, 93.1 and AM 1600 The Wave, playing the music that you grew up with. And today we are featuring some of the products and services of area businesses and agencies. And joining us at this time, we have Kelly Mundell, who is the Human Resources Manager for Walsworth Printing here in Ripon. Did I say that last name right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good, good. Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Now, I would say that you guys are probably one of our largest employers, aren't you?
I would say so. We have about 215 employees.
And you're hiring?
We are, yeah. We've got about 20 open positions.
So tell us a little bit about those opportunities.
Sure. Most of our positions are in production right now. So they are people who might have a mechanical aptitude or are really just kind of looking for a steady job with a steady paycheck and some good benefits.
What kind of a work week are you talking about here?
That is a good question. We actually have five different shifts, which sounds crazy, but in one area of the plant, we have gone to what's called 4-10s. Mm-hmm. That's kind of fun. It's Monday through Thursday, 10-hour shifts. So first shift starts at 5 a.m. and goes until 3 p.m. So, you know, great for parents or people who want to do afternoon activities. And then the next shift goes from 3 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then on Friday, if we have work, people can work on the Friday, and then it's all overtime pay. And then they don't have to work on the weekends because our extra stuff is done on Friday. So that's really nice. We have another department called press, and they have kind of a traditional 8-hour first, second, and third shift. And then we've got a totally different machine that's two stories tall, and the people on those on that machine, they work 12-hour shifts, but they're on a couple days, off a couple days, kind of a pattern like that.
Well, I think the Monday through Thursday shift would work out perfect for somebody that's an NCAA basketball fan this week.
So, for sure.
You know, I mean, they can catch the madness and spend their whole weekend in, you know.
So. Exactly.
So what kind of printing do you do?
So we are, at our plant, a commercial printer, which means we do, if you kind of think about items that are printed that are soft cover, that's what we do. So anything from the manuals in the glove compartment of your vehicle. We do catalogs. We do magazines. We do soft cover books. We'll also do the insides of hardcover books. So we might do a biology textbook, but just the inside, and then send it elsewhere to have a hardcover put on. Mm-hmm. Our facility down in Missouri, in Marceline, they will put on hardcovers. And their big thing that they do is yearbooks for schools all around the country.
Oh, wow. So do you do trade publications too?
We do, yes.
You do. What would be some of the companies we might be familiar with?
Well, some of the ones that might be a familiar name, like Trek Bicycles.
Okay.
We do some of their publications. We have a very large, large catalog we do that's all about knives.
It's knives. Oh,
we do things about farming. We do a lot of religious materials as well. So we might do like an adult Bible class workbook, things like that.
One of my nephews is a knife collector. That magazine would probably be right up his alley. So
exactly. I'm sure he could find a knife that he doesn't have in that big book.
Now, you're telling me that you've got some new machinery. Can you tell us about that?
I can, yeah. So one of the things we pride ourselves on is being able to do a lot of different things, things that maybe other printers say, oh, no, that's a little too special. We don't want to touch it. So we have machines that are called perfect binders. And if you imagine a magazine where the edge is flat and glued, that's what a perfect binder does. And we had two of them and we just got a third one. And we're very excited about this third one. It's really nice to know that Walsworth is putting money into the company and buying us, you know, equipment that can expand our capabilities. The interesting thing is at the back of this perfect binder, they have something called the Solema Palletizer. I call it our robot, but what it does is if you're going to replace people with a machine, you want to replace the things they don't want to do or that could hurt them. So this machine will take large boxes and put them on a pallet for us. So one less thing that people have to do.
That's one of my pet peeves is when a binding comes apart on a publication. Mm-hmm. And I've had that happen, and it's like, oh, I wanted to keep it around a little bit longer than that, you know? So
yes, we have people who specialize in glue.
Okay. All right. Something else that's newer is you have a new Walsworth that joined the company.
We do, yes.
Now, he was working for some other companies, wasn't he?
Correct. So our Walsworth family, we have Don Walsworth and Don Walsworth, and this is second Don's son. His name is Trip Walsworth. He's about 26. He actually just started with Walsworth within the past year. He came and visited Ripon in November. So he is learning about the printing business. He actually graduated from college and then went and worked for an insurance company and worked as kind of a large account manager. So he got to know other businesses and what they were like, what their benefits were, how they treated their employees, so that when he came to our business, he had a little bit of background in what other places do.
Well, that's good, though, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, he can draw from that experience.
Oh, for sure.
And maybe bring some new ideas to the fold,
yep.
Right? Yeah. Well, we are talking with Kelly Mundell, who is with Walsworth Printing. She is a human resources manager. You are listening to Radio Day, and we'll have more of our conversation with Kelly coming up in a couple moments. Kelly Mundell is with us. She is a human resources manager for Walsworth Printing. This is Radio Day, and we are featuring the products and services and the folks that know about them from area businesses and organizations. And Kelly, thank you for joining us this morning.
I'm happy to be here.
We appreciate your time.
Yes.
Well, we've talked about several different things, and one of the things that you have, we talked about new machinery. Mm-hmm. You also have a new mission statement. What's that all about?
So we are, a growing company. So we brought, Walsworth brought in Ripon Printers, which is us, and that was about 4 years ago. We have another facility down in Fulton, Missouri that was also brought in the last couple of years. And so it was time for the company to really take a look at, you know, what are our mission, our values, our vision, and really to think about what is it that we do? You know, what are we known for and what do we want to be known for? So our mission is creating opportunities for our team, customers, and communities through print, because printing is really the main thing that we do. We do a little bit with software when it comes to working with the high schools and yearbooks, but really, in the end, it's going to print a yearbook. So printing's our main thing. And I think more important also is our new vision statement, which is amazing people delivering the best print experiences. We are actually an award-winning printer. We go out there and win awards in the Midwest area for the type of things that we print. And also, when it talks about amazing people, our average tenure in our Ripon plant is 14 years. So for manufacturing, I think that's pretty outstanding to have people that come, stay, work hard, and are there as family and friends to each other for a long number of years.
And you've participated in the communities that you have plants in, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell us about that, if you would.
Sure. So here in Ripon, some of the things we do that you might notice are we sponsor one of the summer concerts that happened down in the park. We were a major sponsor for the Boys and Girls Club site that's coming to Ripon. We do other smaller things, like we'll do book drives, we'll do food drives, little things like that, just with our employees. At the other facilities, they do a lot for their own communities as well. Last year, I believe, Don Walsworth actually gave every plant $2,500 to give to their school district for literacy programs.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That's great, you know. Let's talk a little bit. You're on the subject of school here. We're trying to do a nice segue. Scholarships. The company provides scholarships to the children of employees.
Correct. So if we have an employee who has a high school senior in their immediate family, we have a scholarship program that they apply for. It's competitive, and it can be for 4 years or it can be for 2 years. And we've been fortunate in Ripon that every year when we've had students apply, they've gotten the scholarship. Some of those students, not all of them, but some of them actually come back and work for us in the summers when they're in college.
So you have a program for them? Is that what you're saying?
We do, yeah.
Yeah? That's a nice way to help them pay their debts.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. We have seasonal workers in the summer that come and help us.
I mean, scholarships are nice, but, you know, they don't pay for everything, so.
Correct.
That's also a great opportunity for them to kind of build their resume, mm-hmm. I would think, so.
Yep.
Now, the scholarships that are awarded, are they awarded to people that are going into this type of field or?
No, they're actually for any field.
Any field?
Yeah. So it's students who are high school seniors. They're planning to go off for further education, whether it's a technical college or it's a four-year college or university. And whatever field they're going into, it's a nice application where they've got to talk about what they're planning to do with their goals. What do they want to do? What fields do they want to go into? What classes do they want to take? And then every semester, they're required to send me in their grades, so I make sure they're holding up their end of the bargain as well.
Okay, this is the time of year when you have folks that are looking for summer jobs. Mm-hmm. You have folks that are looking for full-time jobs. You are the human resources manager for Walsworth Printing. Tell us what's going to catch your eye.
So the things that catch my eye on resumes, and it doesn't matter whether it's part-time or full-time, I kind of look at what people's experiences are. If I'm hiring for production, I really like to see that they've had some kind of an opportunity where they've had to stand on their feet for long periods of time. If you've been in manufacturing, great, you have that experience. But if you've been a CNA, if you've been a waitress, if you've worked at retail and you've had to stand for a long time, that's just something that's hard to get used to if you haven't done that before.
Okay. So you're talking kind of like a physical component there.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty physical because what we're doing is we are printing things and then finishing them. So we take books, magazines, catalogs from the beginning process of when customers send us their digital files all the way to it being shipped out either to a business or to individual homes.
So beyond that physical component, what would be some attributes you might look for in a person?
Well, when they come in for an interview, I like to see that they're excited when I walk them around the plant. And they are like, oh, this is interesting. What are you doing here? How does this work? I like when they ask good questions. I like it when people are interested in growth opportunities. Not everyone wants to grow with the company. Sometimes people who are part-time just need a job for a particular length of time or time of day. But I really enjoy it when people say, oh, you know, what else could I do here? If I got into this position, could I transfer to another position? Absolutely. We have people who've moved around in lots of different areas.
So you have the opportunity for that?
Yes.
Okay. So if people want a job at Walsworth, how do they get started? You're hiring right now, right?
We are. We've got a big flag in front of our building that says now hiring, and I'm hoping it'll withstand this snowstorm that's coming up. When people want to apply to work for us, they can go out to our website, which is walsworth.com/careers. So that's walsworth.com/careers. Or if you wanted to come in during the day, we could also give you an application or give you a card with that website information as well. We're located on 656 South Douglas Street across from Riggs County Park.
Kelly, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Kelly Mundell, who is the Human Resources Manager at Walsworth Printing in Ripon. We appreciate her joining us for Radio Day. More is coming your way during the Morning Mike Show, and that's coming up after our information block.